Dave and Doreen, the Morning KLH.
And we're joined by Dave Coombs, host of the Midday Show. Dave, welcome to the broadcast. How you doing?
I've got a piece of audio for you guys to identify.
All right.
All right.
A little Coombs quiz here.
Yes, some Japanese karaoke, and here you go.
친구 당신은 젊은 남자, 딱딱한 남자, 소리 지르다 도로에서 세상을 얻어놓은 얻었습니다, 비를 너의 변차에. 너의 그 불명예 여기저기서 당신의 깃발을 휘날리고 있습니다. 우리 날 것입니다. 우리 날 것입니다.
Hey, did you get it or not?
It took a second.
But I stopped before the best part of it. I'm going to play the last 10 seconds of the song. Here you go.
우리 날 것입니다. 우리 날 것입니다. 골동이유. 노래해. 우리 날 것입니다. 우리 날 것입니다. 골동이유.
Did he...
Yes, he did. He said, go to hell, I think.
Oh, I think so. Wait.
Go to hell!
I like his little AC/DC scream at the end, too.
That might have been my favorite Coombs quiz of all time. Oh, my God. All right, Dave, we will listen to the Midday Show. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
It's your hometown morning show with Dave and Doreen on 96.5 WKLH.
Hola, buenos días. Café con leche, por favor.
It's funny you bring that up because I thought of you and I put together a little primer course. Because I know you do this every year, right? You guys go every year.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
And so I figured I'd put together a few phrases that you could use next year. Some basic Spanish, and the translation will follow. I'll play them for you. Okay, you ready?
Ready.
Nuestro mariscal tiene el pelo grasiento.
And the translation?
Our quarterback has greasy hair.
Yes. Yes, he does.
See? You can use that one, Dave.
Yes.
Now, maybe he'll get it fixed by then. I don't know.
Or maybe he won't be our quarterback.
Yeah. I love that.
Dave and Doreen, the Morning KLH.
Am I to understand that Foot Locker is closing stores? Does this mean what's going to happen to all the referee jerseys?
Right.
I don't know, but there's got to be employees of Foot Locker who are like, thank God I don't have to show up in a fake referee outfit
now,
to work
anymore. Did you ever have to wear a uniform? Because I worked at a gas station in Western Pennsylvania. I grew up in Pittsburgh, and I worked at Best Oil, and I had to wear a red jumpsuit to work. And it was like a giant onesie that said Best Oil on it. So did you ever have to do a uniform at all?
There was that time I wore when I was a Hooters waiter for a while there.
Yeah.
I wore that Hooters.
Yeah, the guys' outfits were far worse than the women.
I was a Hooters waiter.
And embarrassing moments in my past. I don't like to talk about
that. The customers were very disappointed. Hi, I'm Dave. I'll be
they
your
were.
Waiter.
Did those orange shorts were real a little bit too much there, Dave?
No tips for me. No tips.
Oh, I bet they had tips. Like, go find another job.
Okay, there we go. No tip.
It's your hometown morning show with Dave and Doreen on 96.5 WKLH.
Let's welcome the host of the Midday Show, Dave Coombs. How you doing, Dave Coombs?
Good. You guys?
We're doing
good.
Great. By the way, how is Dr. Jill? Is she doing well?
Dr. Jill's doing great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good.
Planning to watch. We got a bunch of things that we want to watch this weekend, and we got to make sure we know what app they're on. But we got a bunch of stuff, including the one that you mentioned yesterday, the Banshees of Ed Sheeran.
Yeah. Of Ed Sheeran.
Whatever. What was the name of it again?
Banshees of Inis Sheeran is what it's called.
Yeah, that's it, right?
Ed Sheeran, yeah.
Yeah, of Ed Sheeran.
So, Dave, speaking of names, let's say you and Jill were to get married and she took your last name, would that be an upgrade or a downgrade?
Oh, definitely a downgrade for her. Coombs is nothing special. Her name, I won't give out her last name.
Yeah.
That's not fair. But let's say, suffice it to say, it'd be an upgrade.
Mine was an upgrade.
Yeah, you went from Tutkowski to Ranelli.
Yes.
Upgrades, downgrades. I'm looking at some of these. I'm looking at an article here about it. Whitehead to Lafreniere. I don't know. Would you rather be a Whitehead or a Lafreniere?
Isn't Lafreniere the French word for pimple anyway? I don't know. Isn't that so?
Yeah, I think it is.
And with that mic drop moment, thanks for the time, Dave Coombs. We appreciate it.
It's your hometown morning show with Dave and Doreen on 96.5 WKLH.
Dave Coombs joins us now. Can I say something about you that I don't think we talk about a lot?
Yeah.
You are an awesome athlete. You were a professional soccer player.
I was.
So let's get that out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
3 years. I allowed a lot of goals, guys. I was.
But
where,
yeah,
did you play? You played for, was it Rochester?
I played, yeah, I played for the Rochester Flash in the outdoor league, and I played in the MISL, the old major indoor soccer league, for the Buffalo Stallions.
Wow.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You take a beating in that goal too.
Yeah, yeah. The last year I got hurt. I played every minute of every game for the Rochester Flash because we didn't have a backup goalie. The team was so cheap that they got rid of that guy before the season started, and they rolled the dice with me. I played every minute of every game. I hurt myself right before halftime. I took a knee in the face and went. I didn't miss any time. They went into the locker room. We put some butterfly stitches on it, went back out, played the second half. That was the last game of my final season. I went to the hospital right after the game to get properly fixed up, and I did. Right. They stitched it up properly, but the team had pulled the insurance right after the final whistle.
What?
So I had to, out of pocket.
Oh my!
Wow!
Yes. So like the game is over.
Yes,
insurance is done.
Yes. Well, this team was so cheap. We used to travel. Some of the road trips were by Volvo station wagon, and we traveled. I mean, we traveled from Rochester to Pennsylvania to Atlanta, Georgia to Charlotte for games.
Oh my God.
How many would you shove in the station wagon? How many players?
Five, you know, like four or five, six guys. And one of the guys got pulled over doing 90 miles per hour. They put him in jail for the night, so we were missing those guys for the game in Atlanta. Yes.
I love this story.
Fond memories.
Unbelievable.
My glorious pro soccer career. Yeah.
Which is why you can hear Dave on KLH during the midday show.
Absolutely.
And we will listen for you as always, David. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.